This is WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. This summer, Dawn Distler will mark her third anniversary as director of CAT, Knoxville's public transit agency. Distler says the system is fortunate to have a city government that supports public transportation, but providing that service, she says, is costly. CAT must respond to funding, customer requests, public demand, and other factors that will likely fluctuate over time. In January, the system installed Wi-Fi on its buses and trolleys, a move Distler says is part of making a bus ride a better experience. That might convince so-called choice riders to take the bus instead of a personal vehicle, and that, in turn, could be important in helping CAT lift ridership levels that fell 3.6% in 2016. In this conversation, Dawn Distler lays out what's ahead in 2017.
Well, first of all, Wi-Fi on the buses, we're real excited about that. We've been working on that for a while now. And what that does is it gives passengers it's another tool for them to use while they're on the bus to make their commute a little better, to make their commute a little easier. And then we keep making changes to our service. The mayor as well as city council, we are very blessed to have an administration who really invests in public transportation. They believe in it. They believe it is the way to continue to build the city, as well as to provide transportation for those that don't have any other choices.
Is there also an element designed perhaps to attract people who are called choice riders, the people who have other transit options, like their own vehicles or some other way to get around, but instead choose it? For them, it's not a necessity to use the bus. They choose to do so. Is there any connection with trying to attract those riders as well?
Sure, absolutely. You know, if you have to give up a little more of your time every day to ride the bus, you've got to have something that makes it more attractive to you. At this point in time, the bus does not go faster than the cars, so it's not getting you there any quicker. And I make no bones about that. I don't try to make it sound like it is. So what that gives that rider is a better experience, though. They get on a bus that's clean. They get on a bus that is full of a very diverse and melded community. They can see the world out the window. The whole experience has to be a good experience for people to really want to come back and leave that car sitting in the driveway.
There are, of course, debates on how to fund public transit in cities across Tennessee, particularly Memphis, Nashville, and Knoxville. And earlier this month, Governor Haslam made the suggestion that it should be up to local municipalities, that cities and counties could hold their own referenda, turn to voters and say, what do you want to do about this? I want to get your take on that, since it was something that I didn't expect the governor to say. It kind of came out unexpectedly last week as part of a debate over transportation funding. What did you think about the governor's suggestion when he said that?
We are definitely in support of what the governor has proposed. I belong to, we have a state association, transit association. It's called the Tennessee Public Transit Association. And, you know, we have some form of public transportation in all 95 counties in the state of Tennessee. And that, first of all, it is amazing. But it is a very expensive service. It's a service that is very needed, but it costs, and you've got to be able to invest in it. The governor definitely has said, hey, look, this is important. So not only are we talking about helping through his gas tax initiative, but also he wants to give to those municipalities the right to say, we think transit is this important, and we're willing to pay for more transit. Across the nation, over the last couple of elections, we have seen pieces of, I guess you call them legislation, that go onto the ballots. And people across the nation are saying yes to public transportation. They are willing to pay a little bit more for it. They're willing to say, okay, if I do this, I know that money's going to better buses or more frequent buses or eventually probably hopefully dedicated lanes where the bus goes faster, or eventually maybe even, you know, trains and high-speed trains and things like that that'll get you across the state even quicker.
If you had to draw a pie chart for the funding sources for CAT, approximately how much would come currently from the city, from the county, state, federal? How would you break that down from a 100% perspective?
You have two different pies, first of all. You have an operating pie and you have a capital pie. So our operating pie, we are, like I said, very fortunate to have an administration that really supports us. We currently are just over $10 million just from the city's budget. And that's amazing. And pretty much all of that money goes to operating the system. It goes to, you know, buying fuel and paying to make sure that we can pay the bus drivers and the mechanics and the people who wash the buses and the people who do the scheduling and the dispatching. There's a whole array of people that make this work. We have about 275 people at CAT, so that's 275 jobs that are out there in the community. And then besides that, we have a small amount of money that comes from the state. That is also part of the operating budget. And then when it comes to the capital budget, then that is mostly federal with usually about a 10% match from the state and then a 10% match from the city also.
And what does the capital budget go into?
The capital budget goes into buying buses, buying support vehicles that you see supervisors driving around in to help with that. It goes into maintaining buildings. It goes into providing maintenance, buying parts, things like that.
It's hard to believe 2017 is going by pretty quickly, so you've got to be thinking about what may be coming next for later on in the year. What are some of the things you and CAT are working on that you would at least like to get done by the end of the calendar year?
Sure. The next big thing that we have on our list is a passenger app. And that's something that everybody's been asking about, everybody wants. We are currently designing an RFP that'll help us to acquire that. And hopefully, keep our fingers crossed, by the end of the year, we will have a passenger app in place where people can bring that up on their phone, look at it, and actually see where the bus is. Not right now we have Google Transit, so you can see where the bus is supposed to be. This will actually give you real-time information that tells you the bus is here, the bus is running about 5 minutes late, go ahead and jump into, you know, Coffee and Chocolates or one of those places and grab yourself another cup of coffee.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the statewide connectivity of public transit, that all 95 counties have some form of it. It's more robust in the major urban areas, including Knoxville. You said you belong to kind of an advocacy group, or at least a group of directors of these public transit agencies across the state. What are some of the other ways that maybe people could be involved in that statewide kind of way if they're interested in learning more about public transit?
Sure. The TIPTA, who is the statewide association that we have for transit, we have started what's called the Tennessee Transit Coalition. And what this is it's just a grassroots initiative. And what we're trying to do is let folks know what's coming up, let folks know that there are transit initiatives that are out there, things like the governor's proposed gas tax. This tells people what's coming up. It also tells them who their legislators are, who the folks are that are representing them in their area, gives them all that information, because we found a lot of people don't know who that person is. And then that allows them an avenue to talk to their legislators and let their legislators know that transit is important to them. And one of the best ways you can go look that up and see what it's all about is to go on your computer, and it's www.tntransit.org/petition.
Dawn Distler is the executive director of Knoxville Area Transit. We've been talking about the year so far and the year ahead in public transit for the city. Dawn, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.